Hi. Maybe I'll... Here, hang on. Okay. It can't read, so I'm going to have to do it. all right. I hope I'm under time. We'll find out. This is an excerpt from my novel Manifolds. At this point, I believe it's hitting about the 500-page-ish mark, which is really bad because it's kind of eating my life and brain. But I'm only going to read a tiny fraction of that 500 pages. Don't worry. So the only thing that you need to know for this reading, this is going to be one of the Elliot chapters, as I call them. Elliot Gouge is the main character of this bit. He's a 26-year-old ex-model. He's getting his PhD in mathematics. He's been forced to come home to the small town of Perry, Vermont, to take care of his mother, who has just had a stroke. And he needs a day job, so he ends up teaching 7th grade math at the middle high school that he used to attend, which he hates. And for this, you need to know that Vanessa and Sam are his older siblings. And the scene starts right after he's come home from a day of teaching, and he is miserable, because he's usually miserable. Alright, so, gonna join this in progress. Elliot walked into his room and allowed himself to fall face first onto the bed. This had been his after-school ritual, taking a few still minutes to shed the stupidity that engulfed him during his day. Then he could pull one of his paperbacks out from under his pillow and read until he was able to think again. Vanessa and Sam rarely came home until dinner, and his father would either be in his office or in the shed. The only problem on those afternoons was his mother. If she was off, and his father had shut her out again, Elliot would be the target of whatever ravings she'd stored up during the day. He laughed now into his old pillow, realizing that his mother was still his worst problem a decade later. He could hear the fucking nurse downstairs. She had his mother staring at some travesty, Law and Order or something, something the woman never watched when she was still a conscious, thinking human. The TV had never been on in those afternoons. The house was silent, so he could track his mother's progress if she was coming up to harass him about his clothes, Monica Lewinsky, Vanessa's boyfriends, his father, mostly his father, or some half-remembered slight from years earlier that had just broken the surface and become the center of her mind. Whatever it was, she had to sit on his bed and gasp it out, sucking on a pen, staring at the floor, racketing through accusations and paranoid connections. Fortunately, Elliot had learned something that his father never had. If he made his mother laugh, the rant would often short-circuit. If he offered her a chance to share contempt with him, contempt for his teachers, for their minister, or for his father, mostly his father, she would often take it. She would smirk and leave him to his reading. Not always. Sometimes she'd turn on him instead, but it worked often enough to try it. He never had cracked her well enough to get it right all the time. Lying in bed now, Elliot realized that he was still listening for her, through the static of the TV downstairs. He laughed again. Even his own wiring was so fucking predictable. He shifted his weight and finally decided to do something about the erection. It was getting bad. All day at school, worse than when he'd been a student there, he was having to hide himself behind desks and dart into bathrooms. He wondered if it was the layers of memories from his time here. His body hadn't been in that school since puberty, so it reacted by recreating puberty. He sighed, tried to work up a decent mental scene with that guy from Alston after that parent-teacher night. He'd been okay. Not too memorable. Really not memorable, Elliot realized, when he couldn't recall his name. Bad, bad, and not going to help at all. He turned his head, and a lump in the mattress pressed into his throat. And then, there. There was something, a memory he could work with. Morningstar. She was an ex-girlfriend of a friend of a friend from New York, and she'd needed a place to stay in Boston. Black hair, pierced tongue, clothes, amber. Fall of 2001, his first semester at MIT. When she showed up on September the 10th, he put her in his bed and crashed on the floor. The year of travel and modeling gigs had burned most of his sexuality out of him. The next morning, they stood against the back wall of the student lounge watching the news with everyone else. Then she grabbed his hand, led him back to his room, and attacked him. A pattern formed over the week. News, attempted calls to New York City, attack. His floor mates glared at him through puffy red eyes when they saw each other in the hallway, and Elliot's interest in her was waning by Saturday. Star was just coming out of the shower on Sunday morning when the phone rang. Not going to church today, huh? Elliot heard his mother laughing at the other end, the piercing laugh that made her sound like a tropical bird. He imagined the head bobbing that went with this sound and shrank away. She required a response. No, Mom, I'm skipping this year. This made her laugh a real laugh, the cynical stutter that was just for him. Your dad's at church. Surprise. He told me I should come and pray for all those people, but I told him he'd have to do the praying for all of us. Elliot made a noise that she could choose to interpret as derision. He wondered why she'd called and how long she'd keep him on the phone. Star was standing on the bed now, looking down at him. The skin on the inside of her thighs was wet, the liquid laced between the series of horizontal white scars. I know, you want to get rid of me, his mother said. You've got a girl there. Ordinarily he'd deny it, just for fun, but he wasn't in the mood to fight with her. And if he stayed on the phone, maybe Star would get bored and leave him alone. He just wanted to get rid of her too at this point, but he couldn't exactly insist she go back to New York. Not yet. She was kneeling over him now. That the bitch, she murmured? He nodded and rolled his eyes. It annoyed him that he wasn't hard again. Apparently it annoyed Star too, because after a moment's trying with him, she went up on her knees, inserted two fingers into her vagina, and began rising and falling on them. He watched her. Weren't the nails painful? Why had he told her about his family? Was he so predictable, after all, that a catastrophe would pry him open so his guts fell out onto the pillow with a girl he just fucked? His mother sighed again. All those people, Elliot, all those poor people. Something was up. He rolled a little to press his ear into the phone, but then Star pulled on his hair. She always wanted him to look into her eyes. He didn't particularly like her eyes, so he focused instead on her knuckles, rolling, the white joints against the dark pink of her vulva. He was realizing more and more that vaginas did little for him. He shifted his eyes to the heart she'd carved into her left thigh. It was a raised white welt, off-center, lopsided, and interesting. He watched it as her muscles contracted. I think I can tell you now, though, his mother said. We're about done here. Done with what? He wondered how much she could hear and if she was just choosing to ignore it. Your father and I figure it's time to call time on this thing. Elliot spent a second processing. Star's breathing rattled a little. Put it out of his misery. The real laugh again. Put us out of our misery. Wait, they were splitting up? He'd have to visit them separately. It was hard enough as it was. All I managed to say was, Star moaned in response, thinking he was directing that at her. I mean, obviously I don't expect you to get into the middle of this shit show, Elliot. We'll have to work out who's getting what, though. I mean, seriously, I could light a match right now and walk out the door, but I'm goddamned if I'm going to let him take everything. I deserve something, too, and there's all your stuff and Vanessa's goddamn dolls and all that shit we're holding on to for your uncle. Star came much more quickly for herself than she did for him. He looked up from the heart long enough to watch her eyes roll. Finally, something's working. She looked down and smiled, then ran her tongue stud up his cock. He could already feel the interest waning again, though. You have nothing to add to that, I guess. You've had an awful life as our child, I know. The laugh again, the bad one. You wonder why we didn't do this years ago and spare you the misery. He had to say something. I'd never thought about it. He hadn't. His parents' marriage predated him, and he'd never felt strongly about it either way. He can keep all his shit in the shed. I never wanted any of that. And he can keep his sister's projects. Christ! If they weren't starting one thing, it was something else. But ask me if anything ever got done. Promise me, damn it, that you won't tell Sam and Vanessa. Star apparently needed attention. She bit him gently, climbed over, and went to her bag and pulled out a scarf. It was a red and green tartan flannel scarf. Nothing he could imagine her wearing. Possibly why it was tucked away in the bag. He sighed a little. She was going to tie his hands together, or blindfold him, and he needed to decide quickly whether to pretend to enjoy it. It was possible that if he pretended enough, he'd actually get aroused. That had worked a few times. God, what a waste of a life, huh? He wasn't sure if his mother meant his own life, her own life, or his father's. It was a fair assessment either way. Was she crying now? Was this the turn his life was taking? Star knelt in front of him again and threaded the scarf twice around his neck, deftly, without dislodging the phone. She had the studied concentration of an Eagle Scout earning a badge. Then she put one end of the scarf into his hand. She kept the other end. This was new. He could feel himself getting harder in her mouth, could feel the edges of her teeth catching his skin. She tightened the scarf each time she moved down. He tightened his end each time she came up. He watched the black sparks that started pinballing around the edges of his vision. It occurred to him that they had never agreed to a safe word. Better. He pushed a little too far and heard a gargling sound for a second, and then Star pulled on the scarf much harder than she needed to. Much better. His mother was talking again, words coming out of small chokes. And now he blames me for everything that's ever gone wrong with you kids. Me! And I said, I told him, Vanessa won't even talk to me, and that's because of you. He just sighs and goes to the shed. I don't know where I'm going to go. My sisters will be so happy for me to turn up at their place. Not! When the red started edging in, and he realized he really couldn't get a full breath of air, he let his head sag back and stopped controlling himself. Elliot's vision whited out, his mother's voice faded. Star's moaning receded, and he followed it until he could just feel the sharp, tiny ridges of her teeth running along his skin. Focused just on that, allowed himself to be muscle working. Well, what do you think? Star pulled the scarf off his throat and he coughed. Mom, what? What? I just asked you what you think. What do you think? Do you think I should leave him? Elliot pulled air into his lungs and held it like smoke. He had never felt this good in his life. Exhaled. Dad? No, Elliot, Bernie Sanders. Yes, your father. Should I leave? You've been there the whole time. I think I could be doing other things with my life. I've given him children. I've sacrificed years of my life. Jesus, Mom, I don't know. You don't know. The best you've got is you don't know. He was already losing it, though. He would never feel quite this way again, and it was already getting away from him. Well, he's probably not even useful. You let me know, okay? I can hear the car anyway. Mom, I'm not... But she hung up. Star tried to shove herself into the gap between his arm and his chest. So what was all that about? Oh, it was my mom. She wanted to know whether I thought her and my dad should split up. Really? She asked you that? He shrugged, untangled his arm, and rubbed his throat. What kind of mark had this made? That's really messed up, Elliot. He just nodded. He had stopped expecting people to understand his mother.
Okay, before I introduce Jeffrey, I want to